Chapter 6. Pieces. Chetta had ensured that the ceremony had finished properly, although perhaps a little quickly. The mortal remains of Lord Azariel would now be taken down into the House Brabantis catacombs, down where outsiders would never be permitted, and interred with great honour. Somehow, Vitariel had kept a lid on his temper for that long. It had just come off. "You are a reckless fool," he spat at her. She'd at least managed to get him into the family-only areas, away from prying eyes and ears. But now, he stood and raged.
"I appear to be the only one with the will and foresight to do what needs to be done," Chetta shouted back at him. "Doom other children of this house to misery if you wish, Vitar. I will not see it done to mine."
"If Azariel knew, oh, he knew," Chetta snapped. "I told him. I told him many a time. Wait," he always said. "Perhaps the omens will change again." Well, they didn't, and now my husband is dead, and I will not lose my children as well.
"Perhaps," Jalimar Jo-Sin put in from further up the corridor, "your grief has affected your judgment?"
"Crane!" Chetta shouted, rounding on Jalimar. "Can you please explain to me why this man has been allowed into the Brabantis residence?"
He'd at least had the decency to leave his aid outside, but that wasn't good enough.
"He is here as my guest,"
Mirandia said coldly, interposing herself between Jalimar and Chetta, as though she'd been about to strike him, which, in truth, currently greatly appealed.
"And why?"
Chetta asked, unable to restrain herself from drawing the proverbial knives.
"Are you in here, my Lady of Jo-Sin?"
For the second time in the space of an hour, everything went very quiet. Mirandia's throat muscles moved as she fought to restrain herself.
"I was born and bred in this palace, you ignorant Groxfondler.
And you are now married to him," Chetta shouted, pointing past her. "You are Jo-Sin, not Brabantis. Just as I am Brabantis, not Dacastos. In fact, Mirandia, I have publicly declared my intention never to return to the house of my birth. I have pledged myself to Brabantis in life and in death."
She raised her chin, daring the other woman to reply.
"Where do your loyalties lie? Have you set them out for all to see?"
It was a tender subject, and not polite to bring it up. Most navigators who married into other houses would return to the house of their birth shortly before their deaths, to be interred in their own catacombs, which meant there was always the possibility of them taking secrets with them. As a result, many marriages were little more than long-term mutually arranged hostage situations, undertaken only due to the need to diversify the bloodlines and keep navigator gene stock as strong as it could be for the good of the Imperium. Chetta's approach to the Tachydon in the room was usually to kick it as hard as possible, and Sen Uru-Dukar wasn't the only one who could force people into an uncomfortable choice. However much truth was in her reply, Mirandia could neither remind her husband that she might one day abandon his house, or she could acknowledge that, for the moment at least, she had no place here. Jalimar saved her the trouble of answering.
"Come, my dear," he said, taking his wife's arm. "Tempers are high. Perhaps we should go." "I will not forget this, Chetta,"
Mirandia said icily. She turned, the cloth hanging from her arms sweeping out like wings, and strode away with Jalimar trailing her.
"Luke," Chetta said quietly, "have your men see them out."
Crane nodded, and the two of his armsmen who'd been accompanying them set off to tail the Jo-Sin couple at a polite distance.
"How secure from surveillance is this hallway?" Chetta asked Crane.
"We sweep it regularly,"
the security chief said.
"To be honest, my lady, any random stretch of hallway may be more secure than one of the meeting chambers for all our efforts. No one has a specific reason to try to bug it."
Chetta nodded and turned back to Vitario.
"I believe you were shouting at me."
"You return here with my brother dead, and now you drive my sister from the halls of her birth,"
Vitario snarled.
"You form a new alliance without consulting me, and end another that my brother organised, leaving us weak and embroiled in a trade war. I wonder what your agenda truly is."
Chetta glanced sideways to make sure that Mirandia and Jalimar had gone, then leaned in closer to him. "Mirandia is going to make a play to become Novator." Vitariel blinked.
"What?
Why else would she try so hard to still be seen as Brabantis?" Chetta demanded. In truth, she had no idea whether it was true, but it was plausible, and she needed her brother-in-law distracted from her. "She'll paint me as an outsider and you as a hothead. And she's older than you, is she not?"
Age doesn't determine who becomes Novator, Vitaril objected. But Chetta could see his eyes narrowing. He wasn't stupid. But he did sometimes need prompting to start thinking. It doesn't, Chetta agreed. But it can help, and she'd have all three of her children with her to help the dynasty. Vitaril grimaced. With typical straightforwardness, he'd avoided the uncomfortable dance of loyalties with his wife by simply meeting semi-regularly with her to couple before they both returned to their houses. She was raising the first child as hers, and the second would come to Brabantis when he reached 5 years of age, which had not yet occurred. You say this as though you don't intend to be Novator yourself. You are Brabantis through and through, Chetta told him. I have no other loyalties to go back to. Both of our futures are here. Mirandia has ties elsewhere, and the leech has no loyalty to Brabantis whatsoever. Vitaril grunted. She would bring him, wouldn't she? It would be a grave insult if she did not, Chetta pointed out. I do not relish the thought of that man having any influence in my house, Vitaril muttered, rubbing his chin. Very well. I will keep my sister's ambitions in mind, but that doesn't mean that your actions today have not been foolhardy at best and traitorous at worst. He was like a sump croc, Chetta reflected. When he had his jaws into something, it was very hard to make him let go. I think we have even greater concerns than the wisdom of my actions today. Vitaril raised his eyebrows dubiously. Indeed? You're aware of the two deaths? Chetta asked. Of course he was. With her and Azariel away, Vitaril had been the senior member of the ruling family. Yes. Warp-damned puritanical sentiment is getting stronger again, it seems. Chetta tilted her head. What if it's not? Did the first killing happen before or after news of Azariel's death reached Vorlisi? Vitaril blinked again. After. I may have paid more attention had it occurred before, I must confess. It's not impossible that they have been intended to weaken us further, Chetta said. Think of who was there today, Vitar, and tell me that you can't imagine some of them doing it. Vitaril was looking at her oddly. I think you're jumping at shadows, Chetta. The ignorant and warp-blind have always hated us, and always will. Chetta made a neutral noise in her throat, and prepared to drop the subject. Perhaps Vitar was correct. Or perhaps he just couldn't see the truth. Or perhaps... perhaps he saw it all too well. Vitaril wouldn't shirk at the deaths of a couple of low-ranking distant relatives if he thought it would put pressure on her and clear his path to the top. Chetta was pretty sure of that. Very well, she said, as though the thought hadn't occurred to her. If you would conduct the negotiations with House Zudine, as you said, I will ask Dashiell and Luke to investigate the deaths of our kin. No matter the motive, the perpetrators must be caught and dealt with. Of course, Vitar said with a nod. He didn't look nervous. Was that because he was innocent, or because he had no confidence in Crane's and Dashiell's abilities to track down the killers? For that matter, how far could Chetta trust Luke Crane? The man had always seemed completely loyal to her husband, but Chetta was not Azariel. Another thing to worry about. And what will you be doing? Vitaril demanded. Other than presumably trying not to get this house into an even worse position than it already is. I need to make some investigations, Chetta said, tapping her fingers on the handle of her cane. She lowered her voice, just in case it would help. I haven't told anyone except the Arbites, and I'm convinced Gallimo Prime was pulled into the warp deliberately. Throne of Terror, Luke Crane breathed, his eyes wide. To Vitaril's credit, he didn't ask her if she was sure. His mouth just set into a grim line. I've had further thoughts about it, Chetta admitted. What if whoever or whatever did it wasn't still on the planet when it happened? What if they, or at least the knowledge that was used to do it, got off-world first? Then if it was anything other than a specific grudge against that planet or someone on it, they'd do it again, Vitaril said immediately. He certainly wasn't stupid. And we aren't far from the Gallimo system, Crane added. If the intention was to disrupt the Imperium, Vorlisi would be a tempting target.
There's so much shipping that comes through here, Dashiell piped up.
She'd remained quiet and hung back during the arguments of her betters, as a good aide should, but she wasn't afraid to speak up when she thought she could offer something of use.
The record keeping can't be as tight as, say, a garrison world, or a space marine homeworld, a more obvious military target like that. We're far more open.
I'll worry about that, Chetta said. I'm going to need to knock on some doors,
and send a few messages as well, she added. As something else occurred to her. Dechelle, vox ahead to the astropathic choir. Tell them to expect me.
Do you want me to deliver your messages for them myself, my lady?
Dechelle asked. No, Chetta replied, gritting her teeth at the thought of the walk that awaited her. There are some people who will only respond to my personal cipher, at least when it comes to the questions I intend to ask. She nodded to the other three in turn. I have a nasty feeling that we're going to start turning up some things that don't want to be found. Watch your backs, all of you. And you, my lady, Luke Crane replied, saluting her. He turned on his heel and strode off, with Dechelle trotting beside him to keep up. Vitariel nodded to her and went on his way, his long legs eating up the richly carpeted ground. Chetta sighed, took a firm hold on her cane, and set off. I'll watch my back. Don't worry about that, she added in the privacy of her own head. My only question is just who I need to be watching out for.